Hello, and welcome to Gamer Premonitions. Marvel Spider-Man : Miles Morales. We're really glad you joined us, as we're going to tell you what all happens in Spider-Man : Miles Morales when it debuts on the PlayStation 5. We have with us the usual gamer future sightseers. You know, I've intentionally fucked this up 19 times. No one's gone, Dan, sightseers means a tourist.
Heading over to New York.
In the future!
Bob, video games from Gigaboots.
Hey, everybody.
Mr. Feel from Mr. Feel's Wild Ride.
Hello.
And KZ from KZExcellent.com.
Whenever I swing, epic music plays.
Well, as you know on the show, we predict four different things, the four of us do, that will happen in this game. So I guess we should get started. Bob, do you want to go first?
Oh, no.
Don't we have something where Feel tells us what this game is?
No, what we have is a thing where Feel goes, Dan, you forgot that thing what we do.
Oh,
and then
geez.
He does the thing we do, and then...
Man, I forgot... I completely forgot we had a shitty bit like that.
So did I until 10 minutes before we started recording.
Mr. Feel, what is Sony Marvel's Spider-Man Miles Morales?
This just sucks.
Marvel's Spider-Man Miles Morales is the separate but equal standalone expansion to Marvel's Spider-Man. In this game, you play as Miles Morales and defeat criminals in a variety of ways in a variety of settings to demonstrate the power and features of the PS5. Use the adaptive triggers to activate your gadgets, which will then showcase the impressive haptic feedback.
Equal at half the length.
Yes. So, Dan, are you excited for the check you'll be receiving?
I'm very excited for Miles Morales. It's gonna be a delightful game. I feel like
I'm excited for the check.
I'm in a room full of traps.
Help.
There's marbles all over the floor.
Yes. I'm even more excited for us to tell you what's going to happen in this game way in advance with absolutely no intel from Sony themselves. Because we don't need that. That's a crutch. Weak YouTubers depend on leaks. We see the future.
Yes, Sony, you're not allowed to release a story trailer before this comes out.
That teaser trailer is enough
don't,
for
don't
us.
Worry. Don't worry. Dan will just release this an hour before their show if they do one next week.
Yeah, that literally is the plan.
If they announce them like, hey guys, we're doing it on a we're doing our next show on a Tuesday, and Dan's
guess
like,
this
well,
comes
guess
out on Tuesday.
Yeah, guess it's all fucked up.
And it's a live premiere. But let's get to it. 16 premonitions to go. Bob, yours is number one. What is going to happen in Marvel's space. Spider-Man: Miles Morales.
Spider-Man is very strong. I'm going to go ahead and use one of my more outlandish ones. We've only seen seconds of this game.
Yeah.
But one of the scenes we see is Miles saving someone on a bridge.
Yes.
You can almost tell nothing about that person. I'm going to assume that they are Anya Corazon, a spider girl who gets her spider powers from magic.
What? Wow.
And I'm going to say that she is his classmate.
Okay.
I am going on almost nothing here. But she probably has bad stealth missions this game before she gets her magic spider powers.
Oh no, that's awful.
But she'd be a cool character to have because she has like actually a different set of stuff than Miles or Peter would have. Like she gets some exoskeleton.
Base her costume on her first one, please. It's way better than her second one.
Well, that's very interesting, Bob. I look forward to the stealth missions that are someone other than Mary Jane. Hopefully there will be compelling dialogue, help flesh out this new character. We now go to KZ Excellent for his prediction. Casey, what's going to happen in Miles Morales?
I can't believe I have to follow up something on that level.
It's okay. In essence, you have to do that four times.
Oh, no! Why do you have to do this to me every time?
Do I do this to you?
I'm an innocent man. Wait, you ain't done nothing wrong. All right. My first premonition. I don't know if I want to go for crazy or normal. I think for Miles Morales, they want to actually like show how the tech has advanced in going from PS4 to PS5. So there will be a much more fleshed out swinging upgrade system, to the degree that you're going to be going really, really fast and being able to do even more like complicated tricks and stuff, because they don't have to worry about, oh, these going too fast. We can't load that. We can't load the city. The game's going to break into pieces. So I feel like as you progress through it, you're going to be getting more upgrades and being able to speed through and doing various different cool tricks and stuff.
Miles gets a rocket pack.
I figured he would just be like the people in Infamous Second Son.
I generally just think him just being able to go fast and do wacky woohoo tricks as you progress would be a really cool addition. Maybe they have a bunch of challenges and extra stuff related to it to flesh out the completionist side of this game, since it's going to be slightly shorter main story wise compared to your previous Spider-Man game.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty sure bet. I think you've got 2024 sight here.
Yeah, I was worried. I was like, would they save that kind of thing for Spider-Man 2? But I'm thinking they want to.
Sony's
they
Marvel push. Spider-Man 2.
Leave me alone.
Okay, well, I guess I need to do my first premonition now. Mary Jane will still be over in Simcaria, covering the Civil War. And about halfway through the game, Peter will find out that she's gone missing. So he'll leave New York entirely, leaving Miles to defend New York. This will set the stage for Miles Morales near the end of this game to be confronted with a newly revived mutant Harry Osborn.
You don't think they're going to save that for a sequel?
It's here's the thing. You're going to get a small fight and then he's going to get away.
Oh. It'll be as unsatisfying as possible.
Yes.
They're going to take what you would think would be the big, mm-hmm. a big climactic meeting between Peter and his best friend, and just give it to Miles instead.
Well, they're gonna give it to Miles, and then Miles is going to be like, this guy's a real problem. I don't know his deal. I have no idea who this guy is. And they're going to have a battle, and then Peter's going to find out in the aftermath, and then that's going to set up for Peter returning in the next one, him and Miles having problems, you know, a conflict, because he's going to be like, Miles, I don't care that you said he had 37 arms and shot lasers out of his face. He's my bestie. You can't beat him up. What? He completely flattened half the city. I don't even care. He's my bud. And then an immediate sequel tease. This game will literally end with Miles Morales will return in Spider-Man 2. Sorry, Spider-Man 2.
Colon. What if they call it Marvel's Spider-Mans?
Give me my Spider-Mans.
Oof.
I'm pretty sure I read what KZ said as a tweet a lot earlier this year. Give me my Spider-Mans.
Xbox players when they play Avengers.
Damn it! It was in my head!
We now go to Feel for his first premonition. Feel.
Well, in the first Spider-Man game, they established that Otto Octavius, Dr. Octopus, has brain cancer, essentially, or some kind of brain disease that is killing him and destroying his nerves, and it's part of why he becomes a villain. This is something that is from the Superior Spider-Man storyline, wherein Dr. Octopus finds out he has like 3 months to live, because he got punched in the head by Spider-Man so many times. That's not an exaggeration. The doctor literally goes, you're like a 60-year-old man and you kept getting punched in the head by this super strong guy. Your brain is basically jello.
Ugh.
So his plan in that is he steals Peter Parker's body and his Spider-Man for like 2 years of comics. Might actually be longer than that. It was a ridiculously long amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the whole Superior Spider-Man was. It was Otto Octavius in Peter Parker's body, trying to be a hero and failing because he was actually kind of evil. So I don't think they'll go as far as him stealing Peter's body. I do think they will either do it in this game so that you get to fight somebody that's basically Peter as Miles, or they'll set it up for the next game of Otto using a clone body to become a Superior Spider-Man, and that will be part of the game.
Hmm.
Because when he solves like 8 different supervillain problems in 5 minutes when you find his lab after he becomes evil. He's like, oh, Rhino, you spent a decade trying to get out of that suit. I solved it in 10 minutes. Like, he obviously does not have any problem overcoming massive scientific boundaries in very small amounts of time.
Didn't he learn to cure cancer for the Falcon, yes, or whatever?
Yes. In like 3 days.
Which is funny as shit, because he can't design a suit that doesn't make him go insane without Peter to go, hey man, I'm balancing these formulas. This won't work at all, and now that I made it work, it's gonna kill you.
And he's like, oh yeah, Electro, I'm gonna turn you into pure energy.
He's like, we'll figure it out. We'll get it in post. It seems mostly like a software problem at this point. Well then, I guess that brings us to round two, which starts with KZ.
Hello, that's me.
KZ, give us your second premonition.
And Miles Morales, I feel like they will do a lot in the story to illustrate that, one, Miles is still new to this whole thing, really inexperienced. He's going to make a lot of mistakes in trying to, you know, save people, stop things. And the general populace will just not like him for most of the game, if not almost all of it. Cops won't ever be on his side. They'll just be, everyone's just going to be against him because, you know, he's the new guy. He's the new guy. He's inexperienced. They're like, what is the second Spider-Man,
mm-hmm,
that isn't doing things as cool? I bet the social media shit will still be going. And there's just people trolling him in the comments like, just the Spider-Man ripoff, thinks he's cooler with his cool dark suit.
Yeah.
That's going to like permeate through the game where people's like, I like our old Spider-Man better.
Yeah, that seems likely.
And then the game will like culminate with, you know, people generally getting on his side after he stops the cyber gang that they showed in trailers.
I thought you were going to say the game culminates with him getting in a fist fight with J. Jonah Jameson over some shit he said.
Okay, that was, I was considering whether to put it in of he hears enough of the, just the facts with JJJ that there's a mission where you swing over to his office and start fucking shit up.
I mean, to be fair, J. Jonah Jameson said some shit in the DLC and the main game for the original that I'm like, holy
break
crap.
Break JJ's podcast equipment.
This is one of mine, and I don't think KZ's will happen, but I think this one isn't as close enough. I'm just going to say it. In one of the She-Hulk comics, She-Hulk helps Spider-Man sue Jameson. And I don't think that will happen, but here's what will happen. There's this part where Spider-Man gets on the stand and starts talking, and he's in full costume, of course. And he's talking about how all the horrible things Jameson wrote about him. And he says, I just know in my heart that the reason Jameson never liked me is because I'm black. And it just cuts to Jameson stammering and looking like he was shot. And then Peter starts howling.
Yes, that would be,
and I
hilarious.
Think we will get the equivalent of that scene.
Yes, that would be hilarious. I would love that a lot.
I need that performance by Darren DePaul just shitting his pants on the microphone.
So for my second premonition, you know, as KZ very aptly said, this game is about Miles coming into his own as Spider-Man. So we're going to see him get to grips with a lot of the abilities and stuff. The very beginning of the game, there are two ways this is going to be shown, okay? The very beginning of the game, he's still not comfortable with web swinging. So despite the insane power of the SSD, you can't go very fast. You have to walk places. You're just walking down the street because you're a little nervous because you screwed up one time. That jump at the end of the DLC in the original game, he messes up, he falls, and it hurts real bad. That's what we're going to do. The very beginning of this game is going to be him messing up that jump. So that's the first way. Eventually, he'll get to web swinging, but at first, he's not so sure. The second way, we will ultimately underscore that Miles is not yet, you know, he's not Peter Parker. He's still getting used to being Spider-Man. His main arch for this whole game will be Shocker. Parker dealt with Shocker so handily, and we're going to show how Miles can't do that.
I was actually going to say...
Miles can't scream Shocker at the top of his lungs.
I would lose it if I heard him do that in a cutscene.
I was going to say the Shocker would just be a good guy in this one and be like his, like a mentor almost.
I want a game where my mentor is Shocker.
You see, they'll do the Superior Spider-Man thing and Shocker, so Superior Spider-Man will be the one that yells, Shocker! You can't escape me!
Man, that Parker's weird.
Oh, man. Okay. I guess now we're going to go to Feel's second premonition. Feel?
So in the main game, Taskmaster gives you challenges. In the DLC, the streamer character, Screwball, gives you challenges. So obviously they're going to want to have something like that again.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, it will be Kraven the Hunter who wants to test the new Spider-Man. Because his whole thing is that he wanted to hunt Spider-Man to prove what a huge dick he had. And then Spider-Man beat him his ass, so he's like, I'm gonna go get weird radiation treatment to give me animal superpowers.
but he'll
already have them by then because Peter already fought most of his villains in this universe. So he'll show up and be like, I'm gonna test the new Spider-Man, and it'll be the exact same kind of challenges. Fight guys, stealth guys, swing really fast.
You mean walk really fast.
In our new walk-man.
Sony's walk-man. Get it? Walk-a-man. Oh, well. Hey, Bob, what's your second premonition?
We've seen that the villains are wearing weird mechanized suits that we haven't seen before.
Correct.
So I think this is going to be Mendel Strom, who is like a Oscorp worker, who apparently is referenced somewhere in this original game, is the leader of the robotics faction.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that he will be the main villain that Miles has to deal with and is making this new gear.
Oh, geez. Well, I guess one of the two of us is right. It's either Mendel Strom or Shocker.
I'm sure Shocker will be a really, really strong villain. Yeah.
That seems reasonable. Do you have any thoughts about the motivations?
We don't know anything about him in this universe, but it would be a good way to introduce... Oh, he could fight Oscorp stuff without it being Green Goblin, because we don't want to... They're probably not going to want to do that without Peter. Because Green Goblin and Harry Osborn seem really super Peter-centric, and this would be a way to give him ties to Oscorp without doing those.
So hear me out. Earlier I was talking about how Miles fights Harry at the end.
Yeah.
Well, see, Spider-Man shows up just in time. Harry runs off, and then you have to fight Spider-Man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I bet you're wondering, wait, if Harry's on the loose and he has some Green Goblin-esque abilities or is just a mutant for whatever fucking reason, how does the second game start if that's already out of the can? They're going to do what they did in this game, in the DLC especially, where it's like, oh man, this is a really important thing we need to deal with. I'm going to go hang out in the city And that's going to be 8 hours of Spider-Man 2 right up front. We're going to front load it with 8 hours of you just dicking around.
Yeah, that sounds like a great start to the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. That could be really interesting. I have to wonder what the motivations there would be with Mendel.
He's one of Miles' teachers.
Always skipping my class? I didn't do that. We're going to move on to round three of Gamer Premonitions, and I go ahead and start this round. Gentlemen, this game has been posited by many to be some sort of expanded DLC sequel designed for the same generation of consoles, the PS4. They have already announced that it's going to have a 60 frames per second performance mode, which kind of leans into that a little bit. And since we're making a full-scale Spider-Man 2, it's pretty clear that this was a stopgap measure. So it being a sequel on PS4, as opposed to it being an interquel sequel thing on PS5, seems like it could have been the plan until Sony decided to slam on the gas. So when the team found out that he was going to be on PlayStation 5, you know what they did? They fucking added Mysterio because it has ray tracing now.
Sorry. Oh my god!
I was, one of my premonitions was
the PS5
ray traced Mysterio helmet. That's all I wrote. I wrote that! Ray traced Mysterio. Some other stuff attached to it, but that was the main bold part of my notes.
Everyone knows. I think it's going to be inserted in a way that doesn't connect well with anything. It's just going to be like, oh fuck, we're on PS5, get Mysterio in here.
Oh yeah, I had mine listed as side story in which Mysterio is pretending to be Spider-Man, because Spider-Man's just not in the main plot, trying to make him look stupid, and that would lead to you doing some sort of rival fight that's really just an illusion, and then you punch his ray-traced fishbowl off.
Who knows? Maybe Mysterio is just the main villain of this game. It's possible.
Be cool. That just reminds me of the Spider-Man 2 movie game and how they handled Mysterio in that, where he has all of his tricks and traps in an entire like section that's like an hour and a half long. And then 4 hours later in the game, you go to a gas station he's holding up. They put up a health bar that's 7 bars long, and he dies in one hit. Because it's Mysterio and he's weak. You just punch him and they all just collapse.
Well, that's good.
He's trying to steal like a pack of sodas or something.
That's really good. Okay. Next we're going to Mr. Feel for his third premonition. Feel, what's happening with Miles? What are we doing in this game?
So we're still gonna have to do Pipe Dream.
Okay.
But why? And it will be contextualized as Peter sending Miles homework on his computer. Because they establish in the DLC that he gives Miles spider homework that he has to do before he can go to train.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be like, here's the exact same puzzles I had to do in the science lab.
Including the ones with the bars?
Yes. Ugh.
You know, when he said homework, I foolishly didn't assume it was pipe dreams.
For some reason, I just took it as Peter's making sure that he's doing his real homework before he does Spider-Man stuff, but maybe I misinterpreted.
No, because Miles is like, I did my homework and my Spider-Man homework.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Spider-Man gave him some pretty deliberate Spidey homework. I assumed it was just him flexing in front of the mirror like in Spider-Man, the Sam Raimi film, you know? He's like, you gotta go flex in front of a mirror 2 hours a day. Bob.
Yeah?
We're coming to you for your third premonition.
All right. Heard some reasons why Peter might not be in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Why he'd be outside the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my
okay
strong prediction here.
All right.
Peter's too busy working on his podcast.
Because everyone in this has a podcast. Yeah.
Was he inspired by Otto?
Yes. He had to take up the mantle after Octavius went to jail.
Yeah, Otto Octavius couldn't run his podcast that four people listened to.
But Peter can manage it.
I can't get the RSS feed working. Peter!
It's like, Peter, I shut up a podcast network, and then Peter has to go and connect all the RSS feeds because Otto can't even do that right.
And it's somehow pipe dream to get them all to feed into iTunes.
Wait a second, you've been delisted from Audible. Did you drop an N-bomb?
Peter!
Peter, you don't understand.
Even JJ's on there. What happened?
Come on, man. It's not a high bar.
Did you see what he said about Miles?
God.
We now go to KZ for his third premonition. KZ, what's going to happen in Spider-Man Miles Morales? Marvel.
They want this to be a big, exciting game. Mm-hmm. They need to use some cool villains. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of Spider-Man villains that you can use. So I feel like they'll have a few different side quest chains that don't fit in the main story, which is this whole like robotic stuff and like gangs and whatever's going on there. So they wanted to fit in some extra villains. So I'm thinking like Mysterio's going to show up as one of these side quest things. Hydro Man, because he's a great villain in Spider-Man. I was thinking Morbius, the vampire guy. Mm-hmm. He's getting a movie, so this would make sense. Good brand synergy.
Yeah.
All honestly. Yeah. Maybe get Jared Leto to also be in this game.
Don't do that.
We're gonna go ahead and reject that. And I feel like there's a high chance that like one of, if not one of the core like main villains will probably end up being the Prowler. Like like Miles Morales, like it's like one of his family members. I watched Spider-Verse. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
He's the purple guy, and I saw a lot of purple stuff here, so I feel like it fits.
Yeah, that seems really likely. I have to agree. Okay, now we're heading into the final round. Everyone needs to prepare their last bullet, load it into the chamber. And steady your aim. Starting us off on this final round is Mr. Feel. Mr. Feel, what is happening in Marvel Spider-Man : Miles Morales?
Morbius will be in this game.
See? We're there. Jared Leto?
Morbius is the weird vampire who sucks out people's plasma with things in his hands. And, Sony wants to make a movie of him, so I feel like put him in the game. It doesn't matter if he's nothing like the movie version. Just put a version of Morbius in the game so people know what he is.
Let Liam O'Brien voice him.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And you'll do one of those missions where you're like, where you investigate things and you keep finding like people who had their plasma drained. And then Miles has to do his venom shock on a vampire.
That's very exciting. Okay, we're going to move to Bob. Bob,
mm-hmm.
What is your final premonition?
I've got a couple really good ones here. I can only choose one. This is rough. Mary Jane will have stealth missions in Simkara.
Fuck off.
Are you telling me that Mary Jane's going to be stealthing through a war zone like it's Metal Gear Solid 4?
Yes.
Won't control as well, though.
Bob, I have a question. It's very important. Uh-huh. Will they continue the progression in her stealth gameplay from the end of Spider-Man, Marvel's Spider-Man 1, where she could do stealth-like stun gun takedowns? Or will you have to get all the way to the end of this to be able to do that?
She got the key for DLC, so I'm going to say that she can still have that, and she might even get expanded things like murdering people.
You know, hey, it's a foreign country, so she can do whatever she wants.
Well, she is American.
USA, baby!
Here's the big question, though, Bob.
Uh-huh.
Will you have to do the Mary Jane microwave hallway?
Oh no, like Mickey Mouse.
I don't think so. I don't think it'll be a Mary Jane microwave hallway, though that would be pretty funny. Oh man, what if this is how they kill Mary Jane? You have to watch as she falls through something. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
And the whole time she's on the phone with Peter and she's like, Peter, I'm dying, but you better not fuck.
That Peter. Black cat lady, no. Just no.
How dare you save me when I put myself into situations that I need to be saved from?
She dies. She flatlines right there.
Oh no.
That sounds really emotional.
I'm tearing up
they
right
do
now.
Like the, then they do like the Raimi Spider-Man ones and introduce Mary Jane. I'm not Mary Jane. Introduce Gwen Stacy after.
God, that'd be good. I actually did have a premonition about that. But that's okay. I'll just leave that on the table. We're going to move to KZ for KZ's final premonition.
All right, you're going to finish this game. You're going to have the nice resolution to this Miles story. They, of course, need to set up a little bit more the next title, which is, of course, going to be like the Spider-Man 2 that you have, like, the main team from Insomniac already working on. So they're going to have, like, the post-credits scene. It's going to show people going into Oscorp, going to that cartoonishly secret lab thing. That you do at the end of the first game. And they're just going to find Norman seemingly dead. And his symbiote son just gone. And people don't know why.
Huh.
And that's then the stinger's just going to be, I don't know, he got out. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
And just leaving it up to, like, you will start the next game just on the loose. But the main characters don't necessarily know what's going on yet.
Cool. I think that's a really hype and exciting way to end this. You know, lead into the sequel like that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That way you don't have to worry about, okay, when is that going to start getting set up throughout the second game? It's like, no, it's already happening. It's already like an active thing.
Then Green Goblin can be Osborn after he comes back from the dead. That'll be really cool.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm like presumably dead, and then he gets to be the active like Green Goblin in the second one. Going to be raw.
It is. I have a slightly different premonition.
Oh no.
And this is my final premonition.
This better be good.
Spider-Man Miles Morales. It has a sequel tease all the way at the end. You know, the plot line naturally leads into a tease for the sequel, sure, but you need that moment where you show a thing and it changes everything about what you expect.
Mm.
So Peter arrives back in town.
Mm.
Him and Miles, they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about the situation that went down. And then Peter goes, oh, don't worry. I found some help along the way. And then Beast from X-Men walks up.
Why? Why Beast?
Well, because, you know, Beast is an intellectual. He's very smart. So he's going to be the one talking with Peter. And we're going to involve X-Men largely in the next one. But you show Beast first. Because, well, quite frankly, Wolverine's not going to show up. And like, let's talk about our plan. So, yeah. The next Spider-Man game on PS5 is going to have X-Men. And it's going to sell 20 million copies.
Oh my god,
what if it just called Spider-Man in the X-Men?
Yep.
Oh man, yep. That'd be really good.
They're gonna bring the title.
The final boss is gonna be Magneto with the symbiote.
This is gonna be the hypest video game ever made.
I hate you.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone for bringing their premonitions about Spider-Man Miles Morales. And thank you for watching Gamer Premonition.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gamer Premonitions. This show, like our other podcasts, is only possible with the generous time our co-hosts have given to us and the equipment we've bought to make it higher quality and easier to produce. Please consider supporting our podcast series on our Gigaboots Podcast Patreon and look forward to more Gamer Premonitions and Big Think Dimension in the future.